If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
Yeah, he just got here. Give us 1 second. Brandon, it's him again. He said he'd only talk to you or Cameron.
All right, hand it over. I'll take it from here.
Okay, what do you need me to do next?
How are the newcomers doing?
Hem is still waiting for a group to call in with updates, and Aethor is looking over the maps to coordinate where they should come in.
Good. Why don't you give him a hand? They probably don't know much about this area.
Good point. Holler if you need anything.
This is Brandon, Cameron's second in command. Who am I speaking with?
Well, it's good to hear from you. This is Harris. You can call me the one in charge of these ruffians.
What is it you want? We're not giving you this place, so it's futile to continue asking.
My boy, you've got it all wrong. I'm calling to make a much different deal entirely. One that would benefit us both greatly. My only question is, how much are people's lives worth to you?
You couldn't put a price on our people's lives. Your guys, however, very little.
Good. Just what I wanted to hear. Now, shall we get to the finer details?
I'm not sure what you're getting at, but I'm listening.
Things for us over here aren't exactly as they seem. I've had to play a role I don't much care for in order to keep my flock safe.
It seems everything over here is just fine. The other group hasn't made their move yet.
It's kind of strange, though. You think they would have coordinated to take us on at the same time?
Now that you mention it, yeah. It's almost like Cliff was acting on his own.
We should go check in with Brandon. I bet he's pretty pissed about us taking off like that.
Things all worked out in the end, though. So, he shouldn't be too upset.
I hope you're right about that.
Hey, there's Riley. We should find out from him what's going on.
All right, let's go.
About time you guys got back. I take it you were the ones making all that noise?
Yeah. We managed to rescue some of our scouts. And we also cut off access from the bridge. We won't be able to go through that way until we fix up a new bridge to span the gaps we blew.
Did they give you any information on the others that were captured?
Yes. Unfortunately, they were all killed by the guy you were fighting as a way to scare them into giving information about our plans. but they all remained silent.
Well, that asshole won't be doing any of that again. We made sure of it.
We still have the other group to worry about, but apparently Brandon is in the comms building talking with the leader right now.
What? Seriously?
Why would he be contacting us?
I don't know. He said he'd only talk to Cameron or Brandon. He even asked for them by name, apparently.
We should go find out what's going on.
You guys go on ahead. I've got to make sure all the guards are good to go, just in case they happen to show up. Brian, you should go get checked out by the doc. You look like shit.
I'll be fine. It's nothing too bad.
All right. We'll see you later, Riley.
Take it easy, guys.
Riley's probably right. You need to get those wounds taken care of.
I'll be fine. It's not like they're life-threatening. Just a few cuts and bruises.
Still, though, you don't want the girls to see you like this. They might kick your ass even more.
You're probably right. I'll go see the doc after we talk to Brandon and find out what's going on.
Okay. So what do you think this guy wants?
Who knows? I bet it's nothing good.
He's got to know by now that his guys aren't coming anymore.
We can't be too sure about that. Like I said, they might be acting as two separate groups.
That doesn't make sense, though. Why would they be acting separately? Wouldn't it be more effective for them to coordinate their movements?
You would think, but something tells me that guy wasn't what you'd call a team player.
I guess you've got a point. We're here. Let's get inside and see what we're dealing with.
So, what about the area here? It looked like a good spot for them to come in.
No, it's not a viable option. The place there is a hotspot for all kinds of infected. It's best to avoid that area. Oh, hey guys. Glad you made it back safe.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Aethor. What are you guys up to?
Aethor, it's good to see you. Everything going okay?
Oh, hey, we're good. We're just trying to figure out a good spot for our groups to meet up and give us a backup.
It's pretty difficult, though. We aren't exactly sure where the best spot would be.
I still think this area would be perfect. As long as we tell them the situation, we might be able to use it to our advantage.
How so?
Well, for one, I think we could lure all the infected in that area and use them as a way to cause some disruption in the ranks of your raiders. They won't know which front to focus on, which is good for us.
But that also puts your people in danger.
There's a lot of different types in that area, too. Do you think they could handle it?
The soldiers that we are with are really good at dealing with these kind of strategies, so I don't think it would be too difficult to pull off.
Using what we know against our enemies is a good plan, but we need to be prepared for what comes after if we go that route. That means we need to be ready to deal with any infected we bring out.
It's one plan I could see working in our favor, but it's high risk also. Where's Brandon, by the way?
Oh, he's still on the radio with the leader of the Raiders. Their conversation has gone on for quite a while now. I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about, but it seems like Brandon's attitude changed halfway through.
Where's Hem?
She's over there. She's still waiting on an update from our group.
But everything's working out like we hoped, right?
Yep. They know the situation and are prepared to provide some backup as long as we can come up with a solid plan by the time they get close. What the hell happened to you? Are you alright?
I'm fine. We took care of part of our problem at the bridge.
Really? So that's what Brandon was bothered about?
Most likely. We're going to talk to him now, then get this guy to the dock when we're done.
You might want to wait for him to finish up what he's doing.
You're probably right. We'll just wait over there until he's done.
All right, now back to the task at hand.
Right. What else can you tell me about that area so we can plan accordingly?
Oh no, we just changed you not that long ago. Journey, can you hand me the diaper bag, please?
Yeah, one sec. Here you go.
Thanks. All right, let's do this again.
What's this? Your parents love you, our sweet baby girl. What is this? Is this Brian and his wife when they first had Hope? That's not Brian, but that is Hope. What's going on? Why would he have this unless she's not really his daughter? How then? How did he end up with her? I should probably wait to talk to him about this. Right now isn't really the right time. I'll wait until this is all over to talk to him.
What's that you got?
Oh, it's nothing. Just some scrap paper that fell out of the bag. You all done?
Yeah, I think she's hungry now, though.
Okay, I'll take her for a bit. Why don't you go grab us some water? We're just about out.
All right, I'll be back in a minute. Oh, sorry, Katie. I didn't see you there. Oh, you're good. How's it going, Sarah? As good as it can be with all this happening right now. I need to go grab some water. Mind if I join you? I've got a couple of bottles I need to fill as well. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
I wonder if he made it back yet. There's a lot him and I need to talk about. But don't worry, no matter what, we'll keep you safe. There we go. You were pretty hungry, huh? I'm really not sure what to think about this. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy to do something as horrible as to steal someone's child. There has to be more to the story, and he's probably afraid to talk about it for that very reason. A lot of people would jump to conclusions if they found this. Or who knows, he could be like her godfather or uncle or something along those lines. Ugh, Brian, what have you gotten yourself into? I wish we could talk more openly about this stuff. But I guess it's my fault for not opening up more with him. Now's not the time to be thinking about this.
Thinking about what? Is there something on your mind?
Oh, it's nothing really. I just got lost in thought, that's all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you get some water?
Yeah, here you go. So, this must be Hope. I've heard a lot about you. And oh my, you are just a cutie, aren't you? What? Did you think I was lying when I said she's super adorable? Oh, not at all. I think all babies are just so cute. It makes you just want to squeeze them and eat them up. Isn't that right?
Nom, nom, nom.
Careful now. You don't want her to think you're a zombie.
If I were a zombie, I'd still only want to eat up all her cuteness. This just got weird.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I understand your situation. However, you have to understand the position you're putting
in. It sounds like he's finishing up.
I'll give it some thought, but it's
yeah, let's
if we don't
hope
speak
things are still
time.
Working out the way we planned.
Right. I'll talk to you then. It's about time you guys came back. I take it things went well for you?
Mission accomplished. We won't have to worry about the group coming over the bridge anymore.
What the hell happened to him?
I took care of some personal business that needed my attention.
Personal business, huh? Well, you look like hell. You should go see the doc.
I told him the same thing, but he wanted to see what's going on with everything else first.
Yeah. We heard you had a call from the leader of the Raiders. What did he want?
It's not what you'd expect.
What do you mean by that?
Let's take a walk over to the medical tent so he can get patched up. I'll fill you guys in on the way.
Okay. After you.
You guys good?
Yeah, we've got this covered.
Of course.
Hey, Hem, you hear back from them yet?
No, not yet, but I'll keep monitoring the channels.
You guys all good if we take off?
Yep,
We've got everything under control.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I'll let you know the moment we hear back. Sound good?
Yeah, we'll be in the med tent if you need to reach me.
All right.
So, what's up with this guy? What did he want?
Things might get a little more complicated. He's apparently not what we were expecting, if what I heard can be trusted.
What do you mean, he's not what we expected?
Well, first off, his name is Harris, and he's taken it upon himself to save the ones who needed saving.
What the hell does that mean?
Almost sounds like a holy man.
You're not so far off. Apparently, he used to be a pastor, but after so long, he decided to be more hands-on in his, I guess you'd call it, sermons. He started riding bikes with a group he called God's Disciples, going around and helping the homeless and doing all sorts of activities for the less fortunate. When everything went to hell, his appearance was more or less a one-way ticket to the kinds of people he didn't exactly feel were the ones who needed him most.
So, what exactly are you saying?
I'm saying he's taken upon himself to collect survivors and turn them into his own flock. But a lot of the guys we've dealt with so far aren't what you'd call team players.
It's starting to make a little more sense now.
What?
The guy we just dealt with definitely seemed like the loose cannon type. Not one to really follow anyone else, but doing whatever he wants.
You're positive about that?
I'd have to agree. He seemed more, I don't know, unhinged?
Then what he said may be true after all. He told me that they split their group on purpose to keep the civilians and his trusted guys separate from the ones who turned their backs on the words of God. I think the guy he mentioned was named Cliff.
That's him, all right.
Okay, well, if that part's true, then that means there are about 25 other guys we need to worry about in his group. He said they would be their second line in the attack that's about to happen.
He told you what their next move is?
Yeah, the plan was to use the normal civilians to act as a shield wall for the raiders, who aren't really part of his flock. He wants us to take them in.
Why doesn't he just deal with them now? We took care of the other guys, so why can't he finish things up on his end?
The lack of support and weapons, apparently. Most of the raiders have the weapons, and everyone else is too afraid to take a stand.
So he's making it our problem to deal with.
He asked for our help. Not for himself, but for the people who need it.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
Yeah, how do you know this isn't a ploy to infiltrate the settlement and get his people on the inside?
Between what you guys have told me and the other guy he had with him, I don't think he's lying to us.
What other guy?
Ethan. He has Ethan with him.
What? Ethan's alive? I thought all the other scouts were killed.
Who's Ethan?
Ethan is one of our scouts. The youngest scout we have, actually. He's only 19. From what he said, Harris found him before the others could, and hid him in the trunk of his car. I guess he saw it as his opportunity to get his plan into action.
And you spoke with him?
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure what to make of all this. If everything I've learned is all true, then I feel like we have to help. But a lot hinges on making sure it happens properly. We can't afford to make any mistakes going forward.
So, what are you proposing?
We need a way to separate the raiders from the civilians who are acting as a shield.
We need to go back and tell Hem and Athor about this. They might have a way to do it.
First things first, I need you to get patched up. We can't have you running around looking like that. Someone might mistake you for an infected and shoot you.
Is it really that bad?
You should look in a mirror. You're not that far off.
Go in and get yourself taken care of. We'll wait out here until you're done. After that, we'll meet up with everyone and see what our next move should be.
All right. I'll see you guys in a bit.
I need you to be honest with me.
About what?
Do you really think we can trust him?
Who, Brian? Why couldn't we? Even though we don't know him that well, he's always been willing to help. And on top of that, Journey really trusts him. So I feel like he's already one of us.
You're certain?
Dude, you need to calm down a little bit. We may have run off to do something stupid, but the entire time he was doing whatever he could to save our people and to make sure we're all safe. Why do you have such a problem with him?
It's not that I have a problem with him. It's just something about him feels off.
It's probably just because you haven't taken the time to get to know him. How long have we known each other, Brandon?
Since we were 8 years old.
Right. And I'm telling you, you need to take the time to actually get to know him. He's a good guy, Brandon, and everyone else seems to agree.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's just been so much going on, I haven't been able to find the time.
When this is all over with, you need to.
I don't think they realized that I could still hear them. Though Brandon's apprehensiveness is understandable. It's also one reason I've always decided to go it alone when everything first happened. Some people still hold on to the things that most people have lost, but can't afford to lose in these times. I can't really judge them for that. I do it quite a bit myself. John's words rang a lot louder to me than anything. I never knew people had that much trust in me. Is it misplaced? Do I truly deserve their trust? I've already lied so much about who I am. If they found out, would they still see me the same? Or treat me as an outsider? Would I have to run away again? Either way, I still have things that I need to deal with. Making sure everyone here is safe is my only concern right now. This is a place she could grow up and have almost a normal life. That's all we could ever truly ask for, right? It doesn't have to be me. But if I can make sure she has love and comfort surrounding her, I'll do just about anything. I'll do anything for Hope. My wounds weren't too bad. A few stitches here and there, some bandages to stop some bleeding. Now it's time to end this all. John and Brandon were waiting for me just like they said they would as I exited the medical tent. John looked more concerned than he was when we had gone on our little side quest. I guess things are about to get a little more complicated. We met up with everyone else to lay out our final plan. Julie, Hem, and Aethor finalized our backup. And we came up with a solid plan to execute our liberation of the enslaved people the raiders were going to use as shields. The whole time we were talking it over, Journey kept glancing at me. I don't know if it was concern over my current condition or something else that was bothering her. I guess I'll find out once this is all over with. You're sure Sarah's gonna be fine with Hope?
She's been fed, she's changed, now she's ready for a nap. I think it'll be fine. Plus, I can't let you guys do whatever you want. We've all seen how that turns out.
What? You mean our complete success of our last mission?
Look at Brian and say that again. I just consider yourselves lucky.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'm with the girls on this one.
Coward.
Let's get serious, you guys.
Any word from Austin yet?
Yeah, they should be coming into sight any minute now. Are you guys ready?
As ready as we can be.
Okay, now let's do what we need to do. I don't want any of you going off script, got it?
Is that them?
It looks like it.
All right, Brian, let's move.
Right behind you.
Hey, be careful, guys.
We will.
Brandon, are you sure about letting them go out there again?
Brian can't be changed by the infected, and he already works well with John as his backup. They really wouldn't take no for an answer.
Aw, that's adorable. That's some good male bonding, if you ask me.
Julie, be serious.
I am.
She's right, Journey. They already seem to have a good thing going, so let's trust them, all right? Besides, they won't be in the direct line of fire. They're only there to escort the captives to safety.
Plus, we should be able to see them the whole time from up here.
I guess you have a point. So, what's the signal we're waiting for?
You'll know it when you see it. For now, we need to get ready for a fight. There's way too many of the raiders left for us to pull this off without any casualties.
I think we're all ready to go.
Yeah, all the guards are ready. And we've got everyone spread out into positions all along the walls.
Let's give John and Brian a little more time to get a good spot.
Do you think we're close enough?
Yeah, this should be perfect. I didn't see any infected on our way, so it should be a clear path for the captives to escape back to the others.
Riley said he'd stay by the gate to let them in.
Good. Let's hope this all goes smoothly. We're not to engage in the fight unless we have no other choice.
I know. Shh. Over there, is that one of them?
I think so. Stay low and wait for the signal.
What's the signal?
I thought you knew what it was.
No, Brandon never told me. I thought he told you.
No, all he said was to wait for the signal. I guess we'll wait until something happens that looks like the signal?
We really need to work on our communication skills. Ah, it looks like they're starting to move.
Good. Once we get the signal, we start taking them out one at a time, so the others don't notice. You ready?
I was born ready. Look over there. Is that what I think it is?
No way. They have RPGs? We have to keep them from using those. If they hit our walls, we'll be in serious trouble.
Should I go radio Brandon and let him know?
Yeah, make it fast.
Brandon! Come in, Brandon. We've got a little bit of a problem here.
Yeah, what is it?
They've got a couple RPGs out here. We need to take those guys out first.
What sides are they on?
There's two by the blue Ford, one by the red Nissan, and two more by the old semi-truck. We can take out the one by the Nissan. He's blocking our path anyway.
Okay, be careful. We'll make sure to take them out first. It looks like they're getting ready. When you have everyone out of there, get back inside the walls.
Will do. Over and out.
RPGs? Seriously? They could become a huge problem.
I know. We'll focus on them first. Can you go let the others know?
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
The anticipation is killing me. I just wish this could all be over with.
I know what you mean. There's always... Shit! Everyone open fire! Take out the ones with the RPGs first! Try not to hit the captain if they're using the shield.
I got one of them. It looks like the other one is trying to get his loaded. Someone take him out!
I can't get a clear shot!
Brandon, the guards are trying their best, but we've got more to worry. Oh! Dewey!
Damn it! Someone take him out! We can't take another hit like that!
Julie, are you okay? Can you hear me? Son of a bitch! What the hell happened? We took a hit from one of the RPGs. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. My ears are just ringing a lot. Let's get that fucker out. Glad to see you're still the same as ever.
How is she?
She's fine. A little more pissed off. But other than that, she's good. Yeah, I'm even more motivated to kick some ass now.
Good. Keep at it, guys. Don't let them get another chance to hit us like that again.
Shit, they just hit the wall. We need to do something before that guy gets shot off.
I have an idea.
What is it?
Stay here. I'm gonna try and get his attention.
What? He's gonna kill you!
He won't even get the chance. Besides, there aren't that many near us. I should be able to do this quietly without giving away our position.
If you say so, make it quick. We need to start evacuating whoever we can.
Just give me 2 seconds. I'm glad I still had the silenced pistol Cameron gave me. It made taking out the one with the RPG a lot easier without being noticed. After I took the shot, there were a couple people who noticed and began to move on me. Thank God they were just normal people. After getting them back, John and I began to escort whoever we could to safety, while the rest of our people kept fighting. Hopefully, we can end this all soon.
All right, that's 6 of them so far. How many more do you think there are?
From what Brandon said, there's about 20 that we need to take in. I don't know about Ethan, though. He was still with the leader of the Raiders from what I was told.
I hope everyone else is doing okay. I've been seeing some of the infected moving in on the other side, so we should make this as quick as possible before it starts getting out of hand.
Agreed. Let's move. Our efforts are paying off. Hopefully we can keep this momentum going. Seeing our wall get hit with one of those RPGs gave me a bad feeling. Luckily, the spot where it hit was a really strong section, so it didn't do too much damage. John and I continued to do what we could, even taking out a couple of raiders on our way. This is what it's come to. You would think people would want to work together in these times, but there's always a few bad apples. I really hope we're doing the right thing.
This has been a product of Mudwalker Productions, LLC. Written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian. Joshua Johnson as John. Jennifer Johnson as Journey. Samantha Feltz as Julie. Andrea Carnegie as Sarah. Gabe Hodge as Brandon. Marissa Raines as Katie, Jesse Johnson as Riley. For more information, follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Mudwalker Productions.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.